Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozan filed a motion asking the court to reconsider the case and for Justice Michael Gableman to recuse himself. Ozan said Gableman shouldn't sit on the case because the law firm that gave Gableman free services in a previous ethics case was also arguing the collective bargaining case. Ozan says he's disappointed that Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson's view on the issue did not win the day.
You know, the Supremes have spoken. I think that Justice Abrahamson and the dissent made some very valid points, and they seem to be on point with what our arguments were.
Chief Justice's dissent, joined by Justice Crooks and Walsh Bradley, says that Justice Gableman refusing to recuse himself from the collective bargaining case did not mention the monetary benefit he got from receiving free services and the possible appearance of a conflict of interest that created. Former Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Gieske says this may not be the last word on this particular recusal. She says there's a possibility the Judicial Council will investigate the issue further.
To receive what I think most lawyers would say is a highly unusual benefit or arrangement while you're on the court, and then to hear cases on it, it'll be interesting to see what the commission does with it.
If it does anything at all. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.